Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're visiting with Natalie Graves, former school teacher and longtime local resident, as she talks about her childhood experiences in school.
I started school here at Campus Ward. Now, Campus Ward is not here anymore. It was next to the junior high on Green Street. It was a three-story red brick building, and it was all we had. We had one more. We had First Ward, too. We had two schools. But at that time, the war had started. The World War II had started. And I will tell one funny story. We had a principal by the name of Mr. Spate. And he didn't seem to want, he couldn't talk as well as our principals do today, shall we say. But nonetheless, he was trying to instruct us as to what to do in case we had a bomb. And he didn't call them bombs, he called them booms. To this day, when a bunch of us would get together, we'd say, "Has the bomb hit today?" Because that's what he would say. And but no, of course, nothing like that happened. But we spent those years here, and then went across the way to the junior high. Now the high school was here. It was downtown. Do you know where it was? You know where the Methodist Church is? It's behind the it's in an area right there behind the church. It was huge. It was huge. It was three stories. It had an auditorium and a stage, and it was very well kept, beautifully kept. It was a good building. That was the high school. And the junior high, which was, they called it junior high then, is still there. It's on Green Street. But we had several outlying schools. First Ward, South Ward, you know, the Ward schools. But they were elementary. The only high school we had was three stories, and that, as I say, downtown. But we had two. Then they built the other campus ward, good grief. They built the other junior high. And we began to, we had a wonderful time. It was not unhappy. Everybody was, there were about 1,200 people. No, not 1,200. I think in 1940, and I'm not sure of this, I think there were about 12,000 people here. I'm almost sure that's right. But with all that we had to offer, people came. And it grew to where it is today.